Bava Basra, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. This Mishnah will deal with activities that a person is not allowed to do even within their own house, lest it cause damage to someone else. Lo yamid adam tanur b'soch habayis. A person cannot set up a oven within their house. El imken yesh al gabav gova arba amos. Unless they're on top of the oven, there's a space of a height of 4 amos away from the roof. Now, the presumption, according to the Rambam, in this understanding of this Mishnah, is that the purpose of this is in order that the roof should not catch fire and thereby cause damage to his neighbor who is in the second story. However, others disagree with this and understand that this halacha is true even if there is no second story and no one else living up there, because it catching fire could cause damage to neighbors in general that would be on either side of the person. Now, Hayamamino Ba'aliyah, let's say he is placing an oven in a second story. Now, in addition to the height requirement, Tzarech Shehei Tachtav, it also needs to be underneath an oven, Ma'aziva, has to be a flooring of Shlosha Tvachim, of mortar, of 3 Tvachim in depth, in order to protect the floor, so the floor should heat up and catch fire as well. This is in terms of a tanur. A tanur in the times of the Mishnah was an oven which you baked inside it and had a very high degree of heat. Now the Mishnah discusses a kira. A kira is really something that was used for cooking on top of it and did not have as extreme heat. Uvakira, the Mishnah says, when it comes to a kira, tefach, you only need to have a tefach underneath the floor of mortar, only the tefach's worth. And the Nimuka Yosef is of the opinion that this is true even in terms of on top. You don't need 4 amos. All you need is 1 tefach. Now, the Mishnah concludes, v'im hizik, and if you cause damage, and this is to be understood, that even if you distance the way you were supposed to, despite that, if hizik occurs, mishalei mashe hizik, you still have an obligation to pay. However, Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo azmru kol ha'shiran ha'elu. The purpose of the statement of Chazal about all of these measures of how far you have to distance is only to teach us elish im hizik, that if damage did occur, pater melishalim, you are pater, you are not liable to pay if you had distanced it properly.